If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Don Jackson Blattner, if I eat foods that add calories, maybe I'll stay warmer. Are you recommending donuts and hoagies?
You know what I think? Why don't we all make some big batches of soup, you know, and stay warm with our nutritious soup packed with veggies? How about that?
Don Jackson Blattner is the author, registered dietitian, and nutritionist. She is a TV game show winner and is online at donjacksonblattner.com, on Instagram, DJ Blattner. Yeah, it is soup season, and I do love a good minestrone. We make a Southwest soup. Brenda makes a good vegetable soup. What's your go-to soup? What's your favorite soup, Don?
Okay, is chili a soup? Is this controversial? I don't know. Is chili a soup? Because I love regular chili, or I love white bean chili. Like, you know, both of those options I think are so hearty. They, of course, have beans, and every time I make either one, of course, I'm hiding kale in there. Come on.
We do a chicken chili, which is fantastic. But
yeah.
Do you have a protein other than the bean? Like, do you have a meat in any of your chilies?
Yes, almost always is either chicken in it or on the side. Like, if I know I'm having, a chili for a crowd, I know I'm having somebody who is not eating meat or poultry, I'll put it on the side, and then you can make your own. So basically, even like chicken noodle soup, I'll do the chicken on the side, I'll do the noodles on the side, so people can do however many noodles and however much chicken they want or don't want.
Oh, that's interesting. So in other words, you've got a broth with maybe some celery or carrots or whatever in there, and then you can add the pasta if you want, that's carbs, or the protein, and make your own. And does that integrate well in the bowl that still tastes like chicken noodle soup?
Yes, actually. And one of the fun things is if you put, you know, say the noodles are room temperature, the chicken's room temperature, and then you pour the bubbling hot soup on it, it right away becomes like the perfect temperature to eat, so you don't have to burn your mouth. Like, it's hot, but it's not so hot that you're in danger, you know?
I promoted your appearance today saying that you were going to talk about a study that says if you do just this little thing or two, you can add a year or more to your life. Well, there's a tease. What was it, Dawn?
Oh, I loved this study. Okay, so what they looked at is over 60, it was like about 60,000 people, and they watched them over 8 years, and they started tracking, like, you know, who was living the longest and what were they doing? And oh my gosh, how very little they needed to do to add an extra year to their life. Listen to this. They had to sleep 5 extra minutes per night, adding 2 minutes of brisk walking, and eating a half of an extra serving of vegetables. That's it. And people lived 1 year extra just by 5 minutes of sleep, 2 minutes of exercise, and a half a serving of vegetables. So the message of this whole study was, listen, you don't have to be perfect in any one area. If you make tiny, tiny, tiny improvements in your sleep, exercise, and diet, those three things will work together for pretty dramatic changes without having to upheave your whole life or become someone new.
I suppose what that's also saying is that if you do those things, you're probably sleeping 10 minutes more. You're probably exercising more than a couple minutes. You're probably eating more than a half a cup of vegetables. It's a trend line that starts there, don't you suppose?
Yes. That's exactly right. So that was the people who did that 5 minutes extra sleep, 2 minutes of walk, and a half a serving of vegetables. They gained an extra year of life doing those little things. But yes, as people improved all three of those markers, a little more than the 5 minutes, a little more than the 2 minutes, a little more than the half cup, people were adding up to 9 years to their life. You know, this is called lifestyle medicine. And actually, when people are like, hey, what pill can I take to help my blood sugar, my blood pressure, my cholesterol, my triglycerides, my waist circumference? There is actually, you know, so much information that doing little things like this to your sleep and exercise and diet can really change your health and, in this study, your longevity, how long you actually live.
My friend Brendan reminded me just now as you were talking that we do soup night with our friends, and it's maybe one Thursday or so every 3 or 4 weeks. And We even now all have shirts that say "Serious About Soup" on them. It's like go team. We're on team soup in the winter.
Oh, I love that. I mean, it is one of those things where I feel like most people don't even realize how healthy, you know, soup is.
That's
They're
it.
Like, oh, this is comfort food. You know, this is great. But you can hide so many veggies in there and, you know, beans and like we talked about, you know, protein sources. It is such a great thing. Do you ever have a competition or is this always in good fun?
We always say it's in good fun. And then when we go to each other's houses, it seems like everybody's trying to one-up each other. So I think there's a little competitiveness in the supers, but you're right, though. I mean, I don't like cooked vegetables. I'm not real good about that. At least it doesn't come easy to me. But then when I'm eating soup, I think I should do this all the time. You also wanted to say a few things to our listeners about cholesterol and yet another study about that. What's the news on that front?
Oh, so this was interesting as well. So I was reading this study. It was about 25,000 people in the study who were diagnosed with high cholesterol. So, I mean, if you don't have high cholesterol, you definitely know someone who has high cholesterol. So, you know, this is regular everyday people. And what the researchers did was look at their diet over six different antioxidants they were eating. So this is not about supplements. This is not about pills. It was about their food. And they said, I wonder what happens when people are eating more antioxidants. And so what ended up happening is people who had more antioxidants, which these are the good compounds particularly found in fruits and vegetables, but all foods like whole grains and nuts and seeds, when people were eating more, they had an actual 27% decreased risk of death from cardiovascular disease, even though they had high cholesterol levels. And they also had a 21% lower risk of death from any reason and a 28% lower risk of death from cancer. And so bottom line is, wow, do we have enough antioxidants in our diet to get results like this? And so what the study shook out is that of the six antioxidants they looked at, the highest one with the most potential to help these people was vitamin E. I feel like we don't talk that much about vitamin E,
no.
But also carotenoids, vitamin C, vitamin A, zinc, and selenium. Those are the six different antioxidants that the study looked at. So what the heck could you eat to get more vitamin E to get some of the results of this study? So vitamin E is in nuts. We talk a lot about, you know, eating nuts as a snack because they're crunchy. They have, you know, so much satisfaction with the fiber and the protein and the good fats in there. But particularly almonds are very high in vitamin E, like the study says. Seeds, and particularly sunflower seeds. Actually, I just bought sun butter the other day. So it's sunflower seeds, you know, pureed like peanut butter, and so delicious. Spinach, broccoli, kiwi, mango, all of these things are good sources of vitamin E. And one thing to keep in mind, vitamin E is a fat soluble vitamin. So what that means is if you heard me say, oh, spinach and broccoli have a lot of vitamin E, you'll get even more vitamin E from them if you're drizzling a little olive oil on there, because that fat of olive oil helps you get more of that vitamin E out of your produce.
You mentioned selenium. So is that from nuts?
Yeah, selenium is an antioxidant. It's one of the six that was looked at in this study to help people live longer. And Brazil nuts in particular are an incredible source of selenium. You really only need to eat two, and you basically met your selenium needs for the day. But selenium is also in whole grains. It's in seafood. It's in meat. So zinc is another one. You know, tinned fish is having a moment right now, like sardines. But oysters are also something you can buy in a tin, and they are very high in zinc, which is an antioxidant. You can also get zinc in beans, of course, you know, high. Beef, nuts, whole grains has zinc. And then you've got the whole category of carotenoids, vitamin C, vitamin A. Those are all things that you'll find in orange and red and yellow foods. So, you know, you think about carrots, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, all your citrus, strawberries, and what other things? Spinach and kale also would be in there. So, you know, it's all the colorful fruits and veggies, whole grains, nuts. We always talk about this stuff, but isn't it nice to see a study where you're actually, after you talk about all this stuff, you see it actually works. You know, these things are actually working in your diet to help you with, you know, health, your health span.
A couple of text messages include these. Hey, Don, a few weeks ago, I listened to you while enjoying a Jim's original Polish sausage with onions. But today, it's Greek yogurt with blueberries and walnuts. And the next listener says to Don Jackson Blattner, can you please ask her about the sodium and soup? Well, cans of soup have a lot of sodium often, right, Don?
Yes. So first of all, I love that balance. You know, eat a sausage one day, eat your blueberries another day. That's a beautiful message of balance. But yes, soup, the number one thing to look on your label if you're having canned soup or soup at a restaurant, like some of these, you know, you pick two, a little soup and half a sandwich, that sodium is out of control at restaurants. It's out of control in cans of soup many times. But if you're making it at home, you know, you can have an option of using low sodium broth as your base. And that really is very helpful. So home soups, if you're using that low sodium broth, tend not to be very high in sodium and tend to be pretty great in potassium, which is in fruits and vegetables. And when you put potassium rich foods, fruits and vegetables in your soup, it actually helps balance your electrolytes for better blood pressure. So go with the low-sodium broth, and you're going to be A-OK.
We're talking with Don Jackson Blattner. Listen to this, Don. I recently read that pistachios are high in melatonin, so I ate some about 45 minutes before bed and slept so well. Coincidence, or is this true? What do you say about that, Don?
Yeah, I mean, pistachios do actually contain some natural melatonin, as well as tart cherry juice. So some people will try that. And so it may not be far from the truth that that is helping. However, it may not also be the melatonin in pistachios. Anytime you're going to bed and you are having a little bit of good fat, a little bit of protein, a little bit of fiber, which is all in nuts like pistachios, it does help balance blood sugar levels through the night. So it could also be not just that melatonin piece, but it could be the actual whole nutrition package of the nuts. There was actually a study about walnuts helping with sleep as well. So that's what leads me to believe that, you know, there might be something going on more than just the melatonin.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you the other day, but I saw an article, Can Walking Be My Whole Workout? And the bottom line was that it's not a bad thing, but you should vary the walkout intensities, speeds, stuff like that. What do you say to people who just say, well, I walk every day? Is that enough, or what's your comment on that, Don?
Yeah, walking is fantastic. You never want to listen to anybody who's going to, you know, negate the benefits of walking. Like, it's so good for you. Once you get your 7,000 to 8,000 steps a day, then you're starting to push yourself in intervals. And intervals means changing the pace, exactly as you were saying, changing the pace of your walking, walking faster than you usually do for a period of time, maybe 30 seconds, then go back to your regular speed. Longevity is linked to your walking speed. So not just the number of steps, but the quality and speed of them also matter. And I cannot tell you, after we're talking about exercise, without saying weight training twice a week is part of the recommendations. It's 150 minutes of exercise that's for your heart, like walking, and at least 2 days a week of something to build your muscle. Muscle is our longevity organ, and the more we have, the longer and healthier we live.
Boy, I just wrote down something you said. Longevity is related to the speed with which we walk. Did I hear you say that correctly?
Yes, there's studies looking at people, not just the number of steps, but the speed of their regular gait, like down the street. And yes, the faster your natural pace is, it is tied to, correlated with how long you live. And that kind of makes sense, right? That, you know, if you're walking at a clip that's pretty fast, you're not dragging your feet, you're go, 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 that you probably do have more physical fitness than somebody who's walking slowly.
630 said, what's better to eat, Don, vegetable-wise, frozen or fresh?
Equal. The answer is equal, and that surprises a lot of people. The thing is, with fresh, it sits around a long time, potentially at the store and in your house, so it's slowly losing some, but you know, it doesn't lose that much, but some nutrition. Whereas when you freeze vegetables, they're frozen directly at their peak in terms of nutrition. So you really get the same nutrition from both of them. I like to do a mix where at the beginning of the week, I'm eating the fresh out of my fridge. And then sort of when those are gone, I'm going to my freezer to sort of buffer that in. Things like I love frozen broccoli is great. Cauliflower rice. I don't know if you eat this, but I think it is just the coolest invention. I love it. It's just cauliflower chopped up really small to look like rice. And I think it's so delicious. You know, it's everything from green beans to spinach in your freezer can really fill in those gaps when your fresh is gone.
Are you going to go to a Super Bowl party?
Oh my gosh, I do love the idea of going to a Super Bowl party, but I'm going to be out of town for this Super Bowl in flying in the air. So I will not be at a Super Bowl party.
You know why I'm asking, because I think we did this last year, and I'm just asking you maybe the next time we visit, if you could give us something that I can bring to the Super Bowl party that people will really want to eat, but will also be good for us, right? It's not going to be a cheesy dip. We make a Texas caviar at my house that I think is amazing. I think you know what that is, right? The chopped up onions and beans and all that.
It's basically salsa with beans in it, which is, you know, I'm crying with delight. Like, that's absolutely perfect. Yes.
Well, maybe, I don't know, you've got a chicken rub for us or something other than just, you know, a plate of carrots and celery. But could I ask you to, in the next visit or two, to give us your recommendation for something to bring to the Super Bowl party?
Yes, I think that is very, very fun to talk about. And you know there's going to be at least one thing I talk about with Greek yogurt being the base of your dip. Because people love to dip during any sort of, you know, game where they're like eating and getting nervous. And so I feel like that cowboy caviar you make along with various Greek yogurt-based dips is going to be some of the stuff we talk about.
And when we do that, let's also remind people of your bean brownie, right? Because
yes,
that would be a sweet treat that is bona fide healthy. That's Dawn Jackson Blattner. You can find her at dawnjacksonblattner.com, DJ Blattner on Instagram. All right, Dawn, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. We'll talk soon.